My name is Amy Kunkel, and I'm from the United States.
Can you tell us about the place in the world that feels most like home to you?
I suppose the co-op that I live in Urbana, Illinois.
And why does that feel like home?
There's 14 people, and we all cook for each other every night. And we all eat together every night. We work together to like make the co-op functional and everything egalitarian, and it really feels like a family and functions like a family.
And where did you grow up?
I grew up in Wheaton, Illinois, which is a suburb of Chicago, and it's very religious and very white.
Before you had ever traveled, how did you feel about the States as your home country?
Before I traveled, I thought the States was really problematic in their values and the way they just like went about their day. Like, they work really hard so they can make more money, so they can buy more cars. And I just thought that the work is usually meaningless, and the things they buy are meaningless. And I did not like American culture before I traveled. Well, then after traveling, it definitely gained perspective on like other ways of living. Like, I lived in Spain for 4 months, and they definitely are the opposite of Americans, and that they work to live instead of living to work. And so I lived with this host family, and they were so united. I had never felt that in a family unit before. And they spent so much time together, like in their house, having long meals and just like being together. And every Sunday, the whole extended family would get together, and there was just so much unity. I had never felt that before. And in the United States, my own family, it's really like everything's really individualistic. So, like, definitely a lot of my negative feelings about the United States were solidified when I went abroad. But then also, like, once you live in another country for a long enough time, you stop like romanticizing everything they're doing and thinking it's so wonderful, and start recognizing like the dysfunctional things in those countries.
And being away from the States for a length of time in Spain, were there things that you missed about home?
I think I missed being able, like, the independence that I have in the U.S., because I lived with this host family, and I was used to living in an apartment on my own, and, like, going anywhere I wanted in any way, like, with a car. You know, I just had to use a lot more public transportation. However, although I miss those, like, daily conveniences, I still, like, value community a lot, and I think using public transportation, like, really brings a community together in a lot of ways. So, I mean, they were just kind of luxuries, daily luxuries that weren't that as well.
So after that experience, would you say that you have patriotism for the States?
Only in that I want to change everything about the United States. So, like, I do love a lot of people in the U.S. and think that they have potential for valuing things that actually have meaning instead of all these things that seem to own them. So I guess in that, patriotism is, you know, loving people. I don't like the idea of loving a country, but I do like the idea of loving people in that country.
What's it like traveling and encountering other nations or other people's attitudes towards the U.S.?
If people have opinions on the U.S., I generally agree with them. But the one thing I find, like, there's this attitude in the United States that everyone cares about Americans and everyone wants to be an American and everyone has an opinion about Americans. And it's just not true. Like, a lot of people just don't give a fuck. Like, no one cares what Americans are doing. And no one wants to be an American.
Amy vocalizes her opinions on the States for the podcast No Place Like.